Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I have come
to keep you praying.
to give you praise. I have come to give you thanks. I have come to give you honor. Great and mighty God, you have done it again. You have done it again. You have done it again. I have come to give you praise. I have come to give you thanks. Lord, I come to give you honor. Great and mighty God. Certainly today we come to give God thanks. We come to give him glory. We come to give him honor because he has done it again. What has he done again? He has allowed us to see another day. It is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. He is a faithful God. And so on this Saturday, May 6, 2023, we come to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for me. Good afternoon, and God bless you to our listeners. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you are listening to Global Gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, and the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want you to know that we do not own the rights to any of the music today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And you can also call into our studio at the appointed time. Our call-in number, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Certainly, we do want to hear from you, our listeners. We want to thank God for all of you that are listening around the world. Certainly, on today, we thank God for our sponsors. We thank God for Abyssinia. We thank God for MPT Enterprise, for Melanated Beards, for Third Lounge, for Grandma Etta's Quilting, and the Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. Certainly, we thank God that you are a blessing not only to us, but to those that are around the world. We also want you to connect with us on social media. In addition to being on Block Talk Radio, we are syndicated on Apple iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. We have a social media page on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr, on Instagram. All you have to do is look for Global Gospel. If you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there is a direct link to each and every episode. Certainly, we do look forward to hearing from you and connecting with us. Please send us a friend request and like our page. If you would like to contact Global Gospel, you can contact us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, there may be something you want to share with us, a life experience, your business, your music project, your ministry, your testimony. Certainly, we are available. Please send us an email, and certainly, we will be delighted to share with you. Shout out to those that are in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, California, Michigan, Illinois, Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Suriname, Brazil, Uruguay, Jamaica, West Indies, Sierra Leone, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, the Republic of the Congo, those that are in Kenya, Uganda, Mozambique, South Africa, the United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, Philippines, Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, Australia, Sweden, Germany, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Italy, Switzerland, France, the United Kingdom, Portugal, and Spain. Thank God for you, you, and for you. Well, we want to shout out the families that are listening. The Norman family, the Stevenson family, the Townsend family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Bridell family, the Wiggins family, the Wilson family, the Thompson family, the Allen family, the Washington family, the Bradley family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Jones family, the Latham family, Bowers family, Cox family, Fells family, Robinson family, Natale family. We thank God for you, you, and for you, those that I didn't call your name. We thank God for you as well. Please leave us a comment and let us know that you are listening in to Global Gospel. Certainly is always a blessing to be here in the land of the living to share with you. For those that have tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, and it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." And so today we offer Christ to you, my brother. We offer Christ to you, my sister. Certainly, we want you to know that the gospel is good news, glad tidings of Jesus Christ. Certainly that it is in him that we live, that we move, and that we have our being. In that him that we live, move, and have our being. In him that was and is to come, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And certainly with Christ, all things are possible because he is able to do all things but fail. Certainly the gospel of Jesus Christ, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must trust him. You must apply his word to your life and live thereby. Certainly he is able to keep you. And certainly he is all able to keep that which he has committed unto you, his word. And certainly we want you to know that his words are spirit and life. And you need to know that Christ lived. He was born of a virgin. Certainly he died. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. He went into the grave, but certainly he rose victoriously with power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And today, because he lives, we live also, and we walk with in abundance of life. And certainly there is nothing too hard for God. If you have a financial problem, a problem, an emotional problem, a housing problem, certainly God is there. He sees all. He knows all. And he cares for you and I. Certainly he did all of that. He lived and died just for you and I. And certainly with that being said, certainly this next selection says for me, it is Melvin Crispell and Testimony. We're taking it way back. Stay tuned and be blessed for me.
No greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. There is no greater power than the love of Christ, who hath proved himself right down to the end. Oh, no greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for one friend. There is no greater power than the love of Christ, who has pulled himself right down to the end. Oh no, no greater love for than a man lay down his life for me.
know that everything that Christ did, he did it for you and I. No greater love, Melvin, Chris Bell, and testimony. Certainly, we do have a particular passage of scripture that we are sharing with you, our audience, on today. You can get your notes and write it down, jot it down, type it in your tablet, tap it in your notes. We are going to look at the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew. The gospel according to Matthew is where you will find us on today. And I am going to read verses 1 through 13. Verses 1 through 13, the book of Matthew. And I am reading from the NIV, New International Version. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Keep watch. Don't wait till midnight. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
like you're using me and taking me for granted. I'm more than a savior, more than a way maker. Please let me show you what else I'm made of.
Don't wait till midnight when there is no sunshine. You are a stranger until there is danger, and that ain't right. Father God, we thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for your words, they are spirit and they are life. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. For a topic briefly on this Saturday afternoon, what time is it? Or we could also, that is a question, what time is it? Or the second part of that could be the midnight cry. Midnight is defined as the middle of night. It is described as 12 midnight. It is also known as 12 a.m. It is the close of one day and the beginning of a new day. Genesis chapter 1 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." Isn't it ironic how a new day starts in darkness? And so we can say that midnight has been many times makes for a good curfew. Midnight is a good time to get in the house. And for those that think the night is young, for some it could be a good time to leave the house. There are people that embrace working the night shift and others that detest it. The amazing thing is that crime under the cover of the night. Today, there is no cover of the night. Crime takes place in broad daylight. Robbing, shooting, killing, mugging, rape. Whatever the problem, whatever the crime, whatever the sin, it takes place so that everyone can see it. It is almost as if the enemy or the perpetrator or these demonic forces want to be seen publicly. They want the spotlight. They want the attention. They want to be on the news. They want their hostage situation to be publicized or the mass shooting to be publicized. They do not want anything in the cover of the night. And so the Bible addresses the night season in several different times and places, beginning in Genesis, as we said. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. "Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come night, nor the come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the street." Certainly the preacher reminds us to remember our creator in the days of our youth. And in the particular passage at verse 5 end by saying, man goes to his long home,
which suggests eternity or death. Ephesians chapter 5, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We are living in evil days and a night season. John chapter 9 says, I must work, Jesus talking now, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. 1 Thessalonians 5, I'm going to share this last passage of scripture with you. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. When they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. I ask the question again, what time is it? And certainly I've given enough scripture and read enough scripture. I don't even have to expound upon God's word, because I heard the older generation say when I was younger, the word is right all by itself. And certainly God's word stands alone without any explanation. But certainly if you trust God, if you believe God, if you pray about it, certainly God will give you revelation. And certainly as I looked upon the passage of scripture today, I said, well, and I looked at the song selection, I said, oh, I really don't want to sound morbid. Certainly, I really don't want to sound dark and gloomy. But certainly God understands why. And certainly I received a message this morning about someone that passed away. But certainly we are not ignorant, because God has given us his word. And here in the passage of scripture, before I even knew this, Ecclesiastes said, man goes to his long home. And certainly if you trust God and if you believe God, certainly you're going to have a time in your life, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, whether it's midnight or a bright, sunny day, that you're going to have to apply God's word to your life. And certainly it's different times and different seasons for different things. And so the question is, what time is it? And so in the passage of scripture here, according to the gospel, according to Matthew 25:6, King James says, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And certainly we can think of all types of midnight cries and midnight calls, and think of all the things that happen in darkness. And we can think of all the evil that people wait to do. But we know that in the daytime, people are doing evil as well. For the Bible says men study to do evil. And certainly while you're going about your business, certainly somebody is trying to figure out how they can undermine your operation, how they can lie, cheat, and steal. But the good news is that nothing is hid from God. And certainly nothing, and many times in the life of the believers, nothing is hid from the believers, because God will give you insight, foresight, and wisdom and knowledge and understanding about what has happened, what is happening now, or what is going to happen. So in the passage of scripture, we find out that there is a wedding, and those of us that are in the United States, those that are in America, or what we describe as the Western world, we would not understand this particular terminology according to a wedding, because it is about the Eastern world. And certainly here in the in our familiar grounds in the Western world, the bride is the attraction of the wedding. Certainly we wait for the bride to come down the aisle, and we wait for the bride to be unveiled, and we wait for the bride to be given away. But all the time the groom is standing at the altar or whatever in place. But in other parts of the world, the bridegroom or the groom is the center of attraction. And certainly I worked in the catering field briefly, and one point I was introduced to a barat, or it was a wedding by those people of Indian descent. And certainly the attraction is not of the bride in her beauty, but it is of the man. And certainly the man comes in riding on a horse or what have you, but is in grand style. He is the center of attraction. And so what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying to you in this passage is that he is the center of attraction. The songwriter said, Jesus at the center of it all, from beginning until the end. And certainly we know today that Christ is our hope of glory. Christ is at everything. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. And so we're introduced to this wedding, and it is not uncommon. And we know the passage of scripture says a particular lamp, a light that is being referred to in this passage of scripture is actually in the form of a torch. And many times they would take a object and wrap a rag around it and dip it in oil and to keep the light burning. But here we have found that some people had oil for enough oil, and some people had surplus oil, and some didn't have enough oil because the bridegroom took a long time to come. And sometimes we feel like it is taking God a long time to move on our behalf or to intervene in our situation, but God knows what he is doing, and he's doing everything in his own time for our good and for his glory. And so they had a torch here at this wedding, and certainly they were waiting for the bridegroom to come, and some fell asleep. And certainly I came to encourage somebody today, don't fall asleep while you're waiting for God to move. Don't fall asleep while you're waiting for God to work some things out in your life. Don't fall asleep on the job. Certainly don't fall asleep at night, for I hear LaShawn Payne say there is danger walking in the dark. And certainly you need your torch now more than ever. You need your light shining bright more than ever. You need to have enough oil more than ever. You need to have the oil on you. You need to have the oil in you. Certainly you need to have the God's spirit, which the oil represents God's spirit, his presence, his anointing. And certainly you need all of that on your life just to make it today. You can't afford to be slack. You can't afford to run out, because certainly by the time you go back to get what you think you need, God could have already moved. You could have already missed God. You could already miss the move of God. And certainly if you miss God, it's just like when you're driving on a highway, if you miss your exit, sometimes you have to drive. There is no turnaround always on the highway. Sometimes you have to go for miles and miles and miles before there is a next exit. Sometimes you're on a road driving and it says next exit 20 miles, 30 miles, 40 miles, 50 miles. That means it's a long way you have to go before you can turn around and get back to your destination. But here the bridegroom came, and so what would happen in this particular time, the bridegroom would come through the street. And as he was coming through the street to head to his particular location with his bride, those would meet him in the street. And so what the Lord is saying, he wants you to be ready to meet him when he comes through, when he's passing by. I hear another song says, something good is going to happen to you, for Jesus of Nazareth is passing this way. And I came to let you know in 2023 in May, that Jesus is passing this way and something as good is going to happen, but you can't miss God. If you run out of oil, you're going to miss all the goodness. If you have to go look for oil, you're going to have to miss out on God's blessing. And so know today that you got to have oil. Keep the fire burning. Don't let it ever go out. You have to keep the faith. Keep trusting and keep believing. Keep holding on to God's word, because God's word cannot and it will not fail. What time is it today? It is time to make sure that we are prepared naturally, spiritually, financially, emotionally, certainly even in a natural sense. The scripture deals with supply and demand, because we know that we're dealing with an inflation and in the season, and we may go for the store for something. And certainly when the demand is high and the supply is low, we have to pay more. But when the supply and demand equal out, we know, you know, it's a more palatable situation. And certainly we know that when supply is low and demand is high, people capitalize off of us. Can you imagine them going to buy oil in the midnight hour? That means the prices just went up. And so they had an economic problem. And the songwriter said, don't wait till midnight to call on the Lord. And certainly we need to call on him while he is near. We need to call. We need to work the works of him that sent us while it is day. And certainly we have to do all we can to keep holding up the light, to hold on to torch, to be ready when Jesus comes. And certainly we don't know when he's coming, but when we think peace, sudden destruction. Every time you think something is okay, somebody gets choked on the subway. Every time you think something is okay, there's another flood, there's another fire. Every time you think something is okay, somebody gets raped, somebody gets robbed, another bank closes down. Every time you think something's okay, there comes an unexpected death. Every time you think something's okay, there comes an unexpected bill, or a pipe breaks in your house, or the roof goes bad, or the car breaks down. So there are some unexpected things in life, but we have to be ready when Jesus comes. Make sure our heart is right, our soul is right, our spirit is right. And certainly we want to be able to meet the Lord when he comes. It sounds old school, but certainly God does not want you getting ready, but he wants you already ready. They said, don't let him catch you with your work undone. And certainly these virgins, they got caught off guard. They were virgins, symbolizing purity. They were clean. They were pure. They were untouched, but they were also unprepared. It's almost midnight. God bless you. Stay tuned.
It's almost midnight. The cry is about to be made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Have you any oil? Are you saved? Come tomorrow, he just might come today. It's almost
midnight.
The rapture's about to take place. Shame on you if you miss it. Please accept his amazing grace. Enough of the Bible has been fulfilled. This should give your conscience a spiritual chill. It's almost
midnight.
Did you hear what I said? Time is winding up. It's long now.
Midnight.
Are you gone?
Almost
have you got all in your lamp? It's all it's almost in your life. It's almost midnight in your life. Yes, it is. A few more riders, setting on the sun. Your work down here will soon be done. Jesus is coming back again. We don't know how, and we don't know where. It's midnight. Yes, it is.
It's almost midnight, Mr. Clean, Southern California Choir, Reverend James Cleveland, certainly as only they can do it. It's almost midnight. Number in studio 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. Certainly we want to hear from you. Certainly, you can give us a shout-out on this Saturday afternoon if you choose to do so. Once again, if you perhaps missed any part of this, you can tune in immediately following the episode, and you can hear the message in its entirety. And certainly, I gave you a lot to study that should hold you until next Saturday. 619-924-0800. Pastor Timothy Wright, time is winding up.
Come on, clap your hands and give God some praise, everybody. Come on, choir. Time is winding. And it won't be long, won't be long. It won't be long.
Time is joy.
time is winding up. Choose ye this day who you shall serve. All right. Thank God for those that have joined us for this hour. And certainly we are coming to the close of the hour. Once again, 619-924-0800. Thank you, everyone. Whoever you are, we pray that the word fell on good ground today. And certainly we started out with Sinash. We give you glory for you did it again. God, you did it again. And we, Melvin Crispell and testimony for me. And certainly we, Brent Jones, Midnight. Don't wait till midnight. And Mr. Clean, it's almost midnight. And Pastor Timothy Wright, time is winding up. And certainly, as we come to the conclusion of the hour, this is what I woke up with this last election. We are going to pray and conclude until next week, until next time, until the Lord says the same. And certainly we want you to continue to listen on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Certainly remember to leave us a comment. Remember to shout us out. Remember to tell your family and friends. Certainly we want you to forsake not to assemble yourselves. If you're not doing anything tomorrow, if you have some free time, prayerfully you can find a house of worship where you can share in person, because there's nothing like an in-person experience. I'm here on the internet, I'm on radio, but sometimes you need to be in the presence and the company of other believers. It's a different experience than watching TV or listening to the radio or listening to the news. It's a different experience when you have an in-person, real-life experience with music and singing and the preach word and testimony. But this time we're going to close in prayer. And the closing selection is Trey Burgess, Keep Me in Your Path. We asked the question today, what time is it? And we talked about at midnight, there was a cry made that the bridegroom cometh. And certainly we know that Jesus is coming. And certainly we see the signs of the times. Every day there's something different. But we want you to be encouraged today, knowing that God has it all in control. He's not surprised. His arms are not too short to deliver you. And certainly his ears can hear you. And certainly the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day that we have never seen before. We thank you for the opportunity to share your word with your people, for your words are spirit and their life. Your words accomplish what they were sent out to do. You said in your word that you sent your word and they were healed. We said in your word that in the beginning was the word, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The word today is manifested in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's mighty to heal. He's mighty to deliver. He's mighty to save. He's mighty to set free. Today, somebody's bound, but set them free in the name of Jesus. Today, somebody's sick and afflicted, but you are our healer. You are our redeemer. Healing is the children's bread. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God, you deliver us out of them all. Heal every sickness. Heal every disease. Heal every mind. Heal every spirit and soul in the name of Jesus. Heal the body from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. We need healing today. So much sickness, so much disease, so many infirmities, but by your stripes we are healed. We claim it that the question came, what time is it? It's time for our healing. It's time for our deliverance. It's time for our salvation. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. And thank you today, God, that we can call on you in the day of trouble, knowing that you would and will deliver us, God. We thank you for every listening ear today, every family that's represented, every home. We ask that you give traveling mercy to those that are traveling, to the young and to the old, in the schoolhouse, on the school bus, on the highways, on the byways, on the parkway, on our jobs and in our home. God, cover us with your blood. And we thank you today for your son, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor, praise. It is done in Jesus' name because we've asked believing. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We pray. Amen. Keep me in your path.
Amen. Over time, we grew to love it. And if you don't mind, can we sing a little for you?
Keep me in your pathway, Lord. Keep me in your pathway, Lord. I don't want to stumble, and I don't want to fall. Keep me in your pathway, Lord. Keep me in your pathway, Lord. Come on, clap your hand with me.
First.